Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. It is Friday, February 25th, 2011. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Unless you're on the ground in Tripoli, of course, things are really ugly over there. Libya continues to dominate the news, but by no means to the exclusion of anything else. Apparently, Gaddafi has come out today saying he will fight to the death, maybe sooner than he thinks. And I have to tell you, at this point, I'm sort of rooting for the people of Libya to get their hands on this guy and basically treat him the way he deserves. First of all, for all the years and decades of economic exploitation to serve his foreign masters, most of whom now seem to be American corporations. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. And, you know, I think right now, when you have a ruler who forgets his job is to obey the wishes of his people, when the ruler forgets that the will of the people is the law of the land, they deserve everything that they're going to get, some sort of a cross between Charles I and Ceausescu, with maybe a little touch of Britain's four deaths thrown in for garnishment here. Not out of revenge, not out of retaliation, but as a warning to the other rulers around the world that you do not point guns at your own people and expect to get away with it. So I'm definitely rooting for them. It does look like Gaddafi is losing bit by bit. He's lost a major port city in Libya earlier today. We're now hearing that major portions of the entire Libyan army have now gone over to the protesters' side. It is, unfortunately, by any definition of the word, a civil war now, with half the country fighting the other half of the country. Gaddafi ultimately is going to lose, because his own people now know that he is shooting his own soldiers who refuse to obey orders to fire on civilians. Remember the last days of World War II, when Hitler started shooting his own soldiers and officers? It is an inevitable symptom of the coming collapse of the existing regime here. Now, when you have a tyranny like Libya that is in the final throes of collapse, then you start to find out who really was supporting them and who was not. Gaddafi's son has gone to Tony Blair asking for the former prime minister's help to crush their enemies. And so now we're learning a little bit more about Tony Blair that we didn't know before. Not that we needed anything after the dodgy dossier and the Downing Street minutes and the way that Tony Blair lied his people into supporting Bush's war on Iraq, which was also started with lies about weapons of mass destruction. So we basically have this clique, if you will, this cabal of tyrants and dictators and conquerors that are mutually supporting each other. And this gets us down to a story that came out just this morning, where the United States is now seeking backing to militarily intervene in Libya. We don't even know on which side, and probably could care less. But the U.S. does not have a replacement ruler ready to go in Libya like they did in Egypt. And so as Gaddafi is about to fall, they're either going to have to go in and prop up Gaddafi, which would have repercussions across Africa and the Middle East and Asia, or they're going to have to go in and take out Gaddafi themselves in order to position themselves for anointing his replacement. But in either case, the signs are clear that the United States government is about ready to send more of our young men and women in uniform off to invade another foreign country for private business interests, and certainly Israel wants Libya dealt with in a way that will guarantee Israel's safety and welfare in the future, but they're not willing to risk their own people to do it. After all, that's what the Americans and the Goyim are for. So they're definitely talking about that. And almost inevitably, we're seeing a replay of one of the most infamous pieces of propaganda to sell us war in Iraq being dusted off and repeated for Libya. And when we come back from this commercial break, we'll be talking about that. Also, they dusted off another one of the big lies about uranium purchases, and they're trying to put that one on Iran. It's like these guys cannot think up of an original lie. They're just saying, oh, we haven't done this one in a while. They're too stupid to remember it. We're going to dust this off and do it again. But we do remember, and I'm going to point that out. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go any further, Matt is in the control room today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, over at CBS, they started running the story about how Gaddafi's followers are going into the hospitals to shoot the wounded protesters and take their bodies away to some mysterious mass grave. And everybody's saying, oh, gosh, darn that Gaddafi. How could he do that? And I'm not defending Gaddafi. I think he's a jerk, and I hope he comes to a very bloody and messy end as a warning to other tyrants around the world. But, given that we know the United States is trying to find some way to justify invading Libya, going back to the shores of Tripoli, yay, Marines, and all the rest of that stuff, it stands to reason they're going to be playing the same kind of propaganda games they used to sell us previous wars. And this shooting the wounded in the hospital story reminds me very much of the stolen incubator fable that we were all given. It was a product of Hill and Knowlton Public Relations, and public relations means paid professional liars and deceivers, where they had this woman pretending to be a nurse. She was actually the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador. She went into the United Nations, and she was crying about how those gosh darn Iraqi troops were coming into the Kuwaiti hospitals and stealing the incubators and leaving the premature babies to die in the cold floor. And the story didn't really make any sense because, you know, they do still have blankets and they can pick the babies up off the floor. But she was tear-stricken and the media just said, oh gosh darn those Iraqis. And we proceeded with Desert Storm, basically stomping the place and killing a lot of people in the process. And it turned out it was a complete hoax and it was a complete fiction. So, just stop for a moment and think. Use that brain that the universe gave you, that both the government and the churches are trying to convince you you shouldn't use at all, or the devil and the terrorists will win. Would Gaddafi storm the hospitals and shoot the wounded? Maybe if he had unlimited men and ammunition, but he does not. Soldiers and officers from Libya's army are leaving Gaddafi and joining the protesters. The remaining people still loyal to Gaddafi are already fighting an uphill battle dealing with the people active in the streets. The people, the wounded protesters in the hospitals are out of action. They're not a direct, immediate threat. They're not in Gaddafi's way. Nobody is going to waste precious resources of men and ammunition killing them, especially as live but wounded protesters requiring medical care impose a harder logistical burden on the revolution than already dead protesters who can be shoved in a ditch and covered over. This is why military weapons are designed to wound rather than kill. If you shoot your enemy, you have taken one man off of the field. If you wound the enemy, you've taken three. You've got the wounded soldier and the two guys having to carry him and care for him and bandage and patch. So this idea that Gaddafi is going into the hospitals to shoot the wounded, it's more propaganda. It's there to support this idea that the United States might invade Libya. Remember, the White House is desperate for a new bloody war, to distract from the old bloody wars, to distract from the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, to distract from the fact that they're trying to get the foreclosures ramped up again to save the banks by stealing your homes. And they need a war. They wanted Iran. Libya will do just as well. Korea would have been nice. It doesn't really care. Any war anywhere will serve the White House's purpose of distracting you from the problems here in the United States of America. And they're desperate to get a war, and it looks like Libya may be next up on the hit parade, so to speak. We're going to take a phone call. We've got Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha. Here in Oklahoma on the news last night and about last week also, they just sent out all these National Guards over to Afghanistan, large amounts of troops, and it was our National Guard of all things. But last night they had Tinker Air Force Base is right out here, and all the shop owners are just shivering in their shoes thinking because the government's shutting down, which they didn't indicate exactly when it's shutting down, of lack of money. Key elements there.
Oh, okay.
Lack of money.
Andrea, can we come to the point? You've been rambling all over the place about National Guard and shivering in the boots. What is the point you're trying to tell us?
We're out of money. The government's shutting down, but they're still sending troops everywhere, and we're out of money. That's the key element. They'll have to shut down Tinker.
The air base or the airport?
They're talking about the air base.
Great that they do that. No, we know up in Michigan. I mean, Allentown is literally firing their entire fire department. We've heard of cities that are letting their entire police departments go, and Wall Street is still writing itself like $130 billion worth of bonuses and wearing their $100 billion bonuses, and they're just raking in the loot like crazy, and the rest of us are collapsing out here. And of course, the media and the government are trying to say that you American people must shoulder the sacrifice for all that has been done. No, we did not engage in the fraud. We did not set up these wars. We did not spend the money. We told you not to use tax money to save the banks from their own greed and recklessness, and you went out and did it anyway. At this point, the government is clearly not representing the will of the people. They're still intending to tax us. That's taxation without representation. In the little school I went to in Loudoun, New Hampshire, I was taught that taxation without representation is a legitimate reason to fire the government, and we did do that once before back in 1779.
Okay, well, what's your take on it? Let's say we've all been biting our nails hoping that this government was going to fall, and it's evidently coming to, it's coming.
And it's it's falling now.
But the thing is, how can we help it? How can we get in there and help it? Shut down and not give them any more money
You just said it right there. We don't give them any more of our money. We refuse to obey their orders. We don't fill out their paperwork. We just say, you are not part of our lives anymore. We do what they did in Egypt. We do what they did in Tunisia. We, if necessary, do what they're doing in Libya right now. This is happening all over the world. It's happening in Syria. It's starting over there. Korea has protests and riots happening today. It's spreading all over the place. The people of the world. Andrea. Okay, Andrea, give me a minute. The people of the world are standing up uniformly and saying, we will not be made to pay for the bankers' greed and recklessness and criminality and fraud any longer. They're even calling it the We Won't Pay Revolt over in Greece. And they're absolutely right. This is not just Middle East. This is not about religion. It's about enslavement by a very clever financial scam that seeks to enrich the scammers at the expense of 4.5 billion human beings across the face of planet Earth.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that nobody gives them a loan. What do you think?
Well, the problem is they own the printing presses. They're going to go on borrowing from the Federal Reserve, and they're going to call it a loan and borrowing, but it's just counterfeiting. And the more they counterfeit, the more we suffer, because the counterfeit money is all going to Wall Street and Washington, D.C. So they get more money to play with, their purchasing power increases, and our purchasing power goes into the Al-Qaeda, because our dollars are now worth less and less. And we're seeing it every day at the supermarket, every day at the gas stations. It is just absolute theft from the people. We're tired of it. The Egyptians are tired of it. The Libyans are tired of it. The Tunisians are tired of it. The Yemenites are tired of it. It's happening all across the planet. We're all getting angry at the exact same time. The push for a global fascist dictatorship has triggered a global revolution. We've never seen that before in history. Revolutions are usually independent and separate. They're all happening together now.
Well, I thank you. Hopefully nobody will give them a loan. So I thank you for your time, and you keep up doing the great job you're doing. Love you.
Well, thank you very much. Like I said, it doesn't matter who, you know, if people start saying we don't want to loan any more money to the government just prints it up and calls it a loan on the backs of the American people. That's the problem. We have lost our right to say no. The government will say, we need to borrow more money from the American people. And the Federal Reserve prints it up, and they put it on the tally sheet for the American taxpayers' debt. And they harumph-harumph. But still, they go ahead and do it. And we're out here saying, do not do it anymore. And they say, well, it's national security and necessity. We've got to fight terror around the world. We've got to fight carbon dioxide. We're doing all these wonderful things for you. You should have no question about spending your money and working to pay this all off. And it's just a continuance of the same scam they had when the Soviet Union was still in existence. It was the Cold War. We've got to bleed the people to protect you from the communist red menace. Now it's, we've got to protect you from the green carbon dioxide menace. And we've got to protect you from terrorism. We've got to protect you from tungsten light bulbs. We've got to protect you from, and it's just an ongoing scam. It's like Wizard of Oz mentality. Shake a horrible monster at the people to get them to go off and fight the Wicked Witch of the West. And it's the same fraud over and over again. And the people of the world are standing up and realizing that's exactly what's going on. It is ruled by deception, ruled by fraud, rule by hoax, going all the way back to that biggest hoax and fraud of all, the Federal Reserve, a giant pyramid scheme designed to loot real wealth from the people, put it in the pockets of the bankers, whether it's here in the United States, the people of Great Britain, the European Union, anywhere one of these private central banks is installed, the people suffer, and the people have had enough of it. It is time to go back to the system that works for the people, the system that we had here back in the beginning of the United States of America, where government issued the coinage based on value, and it was a death penalty offense to debase the currency. And there is no private central bank. As Andrew Jackson said, they are a den of vipers, and they must be routed out. Where to find an Andrew Jackson today, or an Abraham Lincoln, or a John F. Kennedy? We certainly don't have them now. We have a president who can't even stand up to Israel when it guns our people down in international waters. Makes me ashamed to be American to see these kind of pussies in our Washington, D.C. Now, the leaders of Libya's opposition or revolution are now pointing out and underscoring that the reason the United States is getting ready to intervene in Libya, probably on Gaddafi's side, is American business interests that have deals with Gaddafi. There's money on the line, American corporate money. So, of course, forget about Constitution and Bill of Rights and Freedom. We got to go declare war. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just scratch yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to set Libya aside for a little bit. We'll be coming back to it later on here. But over in Syria, they're starting to clamp down on their protests and revolution with beatings and arrests. This is spreading everywhere. This is spreading everywhere now. Bashar Assad is probably sweating bullets right now. Probably every world leader is right now. They're beginning to understand that the people of the world, there was so much rage and anger out here at the way we have all been treated by the IMF, with the complicity of the government who sold us into economic servitude to the private central banks in exchange for 30 pieces of silver, and we understand what they did. When this was all set up, it was all razzle-dazzle so that ordinary people couldn't figure out what was going on. They couldn't understand why the Federal Reserve wasn't really the same kind of an economic system this country was started with. Most people didn't understand that the Federal Reserve was exactly the kind of banking system the founding fathers fought a revolution to be free of. Because the corporate media that everybody relied on was out there telling you, it's just as good. These pretty printed paper notes, they're real money, honest, even though there's no silver behind them, and it's really a part of a loan at interest. Just trust us. From your point of view, it's exactly the same, and it will make no difference. And from that day to this, the dollar has lost more than 90% of its original value. We used to have real silver in our coins. Now we got these clad slugs that are completely, utterly worthless, except that our dollar is dropping in value so much. Now the slugs are actually starting to be worth more than their face value. All right, over in Pakistan, they're putting the CIA contractor on trial for murder. It is now coming out that he was effectively running CIA within Pakistan. He's the station chief for CIA. And the U.S. is now admitting he's a contract agent. He's on trial. They're continuing. It's adjourned until a week from yesterday, March 3rd. They're going to go back to do the trial. The issue of immunity is really kind of moot. As a CIA contract agent, as a spy operating outside the radius of the diplomatic area, he's not subject to diplomatic immunity. There's a lot of rules about that. It's not just a license to walk into other people's countries and smuggle drugs and shoot people and behave like James Bond or Jason Bourne or any of those people. Diplomatic immunity only applies to diplomats engaged in diplomatic activity and only within a given radius of the embassies and capital buildings. If you are a diplomat to, let's just say hypothetically, the New York Embassy in the United States of America, you're not allowed to go down to Florida and still claim diplomatic immunity because you're outside the radius. A lot of very, very complicated rules. So this guy, Davis, was all over the place, engaged in all kinds of activity, and he's murdered these two ISI agents, and now they want to put him on trial for murder. And the U.S. is getting real upset about this situation to the point where we are hearing that CIA is now threatening to target Pakistan envoys around the world. In other words, CIA is saying, if you don't give our guy back, we are going to target your envoys around the world. This crosses a really, really bad line from diplomacy to covert warfare. This is how cold wars become hot. Obviously, CIA is desperate to get this guy, Davis, back before he really starts blabbing about all the things that he has been up to, including the allegation that he was trying to set up a false flag attack here in the United States of America, which, as far as I'm concerned, now that we've heard that story, anything goes bang in the United States of America, the first assumption should be it's either our government or Israel doing it and not whoever we're told by the media is doing it. Now, I want to get on to the situation here in Wisconsin. This thing is really getting ugly. And I want to preface it by reminding everybody of that video that was taken of the Texas state legislature during a vote where the legislators were reaching around to other people's desks and pushing the button to steal their votes. And it's on video, and I've got it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com right now. The headline is, State Legislative Vote Fraud. Is this how GOP hijacked the Wisconsin budget vote? And if you look in this video, you can see when the vote is called, these guys stand up, and they're reaching around everybody, every empty desk around them to push the button. And so you wind up with vote totals that are greater than the number of voters in the legislature. And this is against the rules, but they do it anyway, because this is how they get their favored legislation passed. And the video proves there's a lot of crookedness in the state legislatures. Corruption is not confined to the federal government. So this gets us to this Wisconsin budget bill, which voted through the Wisconsin Assembly, their version of the House, apparently 1 o'clock this morning. It was called to a vote with no warning, was put to a voice vote. A tally came up on the digital display that indicates the bill passed, but the number of votes on the digital tally did not match the number of people present to vote. In fact, at the last report, 28 Democrat votes were not counted. 28 votes against the bill were not counted. And they're saying, yeah, this is done. Yeah, this is done. Now we're hearing that Democratic senators have left the state of Wisconsin to prevent this thing from coming to a vote in the Senate. I just got an email from one of these conservative organizations saying, we have to recall those treasonous, traitorous Democrats who refuse to vote on the bill we want them to vote on. And my response to that is no. What we need to do is we need to recall all of these greedy bastard legislators who think looting the people and ruining the lives of teachers and police and firefighters in order to bail Wall Street out of their fraud is the best solution. They are the enemy of the United States of America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about this situation in Wisconsin. And what we're seeing here, and I've been saying this all week, and I'm going to go on saying this, this is not about the unions and it's not about the teachers. It is about Wall Street that looted some $14 trillion from the American people in cash, debt obligations, and stolen homes in order to pay for having to buy back the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities on which they were all getting rich a few years ago. And they got caught. And now they're trying to square the accounts, but they're not using their own money to do it. They're using yours. That's really what it comes down to. And so every member of the Congress, every member of the state legislators who put their own money into these schemes, they have a vested financial motive to stick the bill, or stick the people with the bill, to not let Wall Street lose any more money because that's their own profitability. Their own stock portfolios are involved here. So better that we should drop the bill on the American people, on the teachers, on the police, on the firefighters, because that way we get to keep our money. And that's really what we want. And that's why they're out there screaming about how anybody who doesn't vote to screw the American people is their enemy in a very real financial sense, in the sense of the wallet. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. So, anyway, let's see. Bill is now in our control room answering the phones, 800-313-9443. Now, over in Wisconsin, the people of Wisconsin are not accepting this vote very quietly, and I wouldn't either. 1 o'clock in the morning, they do a voice vote. A number comes up that nobody can validate, and it doesn't match the number of people present. How much more obvious does vote fraud have to get? And so the people of Wisconsin, all of the unions, are preparing a general strike all across the state. They're going to shut the whole state down, and I think they should. I think at this point, Governor Walker has shown he is not representing the interests of the people of Wisconsin. He, like all these other bought and paid for politicians, is serving the interests of Wall Street. Steal from the people to give to Wall Street so they can buy their way out of this mess they created with these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. Walker has to go. Walker has to go. We have a prior establishment of governors being kicked out of office because they're not taking care of the people. Remember, redneck populists, the will of the people is the law of the land, not the will of the New York bankers, not even the will of Washington, D.C. As this nation was originally set up, the governors are there to take care of the individual states and have only a passing nod acquaintance with the federal government far, far away. Walker has forgotten that his job is to take care of Wisconsin, not New York's Wall Street. Just as our president has forgotten his job is to take care of America instead of Israel. So they're planning a general strike. I think they should do it. Also, a reminder, there are going to be strikes on the demonstrations in support of the Wisconsin teachers and unions all across the United States tomorrow. There's one here in Hawaii at high noon over at the state capitol building. I'm going to take a camcorder and go down there and shoot some video and see what it looks like. But if the protest announcement is at whatreallyhappened.com, you can log in there, you can type in your zip code, and it will tell you the protest nearest to you. It is time to get out and be visible and start sending a message to Washington, D.C., to Wall Street, and to your own state government to remember that their job is to take care of the American people. And if the American people are not happy with the job that is being done, then we're going to start seeing some government people get fired around here. All righty, let's see. We are already starting to see attempts mostly by Republicans in legislatures across the country to destroy unions, to end collective bargaining, to basically adopt an attitude of, we will decide for you how you will be paid for the work that we need from you. And again, the money is going in the wrong direction. They're taking the money away from ordinary Americans, and they're shoving it higher and higher to Washington, D.C. and Wall Street. That cannot last forever without the country collapsing. We know it's on the way to collapse. Why they don't understand that getting money back into the hands of the people is the real solution to long-term recovery. I mean, if you really think about it, today it's the teachers who are going to be forced to take a pay cut. Then tomorrow it'll be the fire department, or the police department, or they're being laid off. Up in Allen Park, Michigan, they've sent layoff notices to the entire fire department. We've heard where cities are letting police departments go. Don't you realize those people also pay taxes in proportion to their salaries? If you start driving down the salaries of everybody in America down to minimum wage, the tax revenue problem gets worse, not better. When you destroy the livelihoods of ordinary Americans across America, you are actually increasing the rate at which local communities and states are driven into insolvency. But money addicts don't understand that. All they understand is, I'm supposed to have it all. The invisible man in the clouds that I worship that nobody else can see and hear says, I'm supposed to have all the money, and you're not supposed to have any, so that I can make you crawl to me naked on the ground for a few pennies. By the way, this might be a good time to go back to the library, if you still have one in your community, and check out the original Tale of Two Cities and start reading it, because the parallels between pre-revolutionary France and America today are astounding. Not in the living conditions and the actual artifacts and clothing, but in the attitudes of the nobility of France compared to the attitudes of our current legislators. The similarities will just absolutely amaze you. Absolutely amaze you here. All righty, let's see. So now you have to live without fire and police protection, but don't worry, those Wall Street crooks who got rich on the mortgage-backed securities and then looted America to stay out of jail, they're doing quite well. They still have their $100,000 wristwatches and their $150 hamburgers, and it's all working out because the U.S. government took your jobs so the banks could take your homes to cover the cost of repurchasing the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. Meanwhile, Lee Farkas, who is one of the mortgage fraudsters, actually is being sent to jail. Isn't that cool? We got a picture of him in an orange jumpsuit. They're finally starting to have their comeuppance. $2 billion in mortgage fraud and an attempt to rip off taxpayers through TARP. If he just sat on his $2 billion in mortgage fraud, he probably would have gotten away with it. But when he went and tried to rip off TARP, that's when he got caught. Talk about arrogance and recklessness in the name of money addiction. No matter how much he's got, it's not enough. We got to try and grab more, and that is when they get caught. Meanwhile, an ex-Taylor Bean official has confessed that the treasurer of Taylor Bean and Whitaker Mortgage Company, which used to be the 12th largest mortgage lender in the United States, admitted to helping run a $1.9 billion fraud scheme that targeted the TARP and contributed to the failure of Colonial Bank. Do you get it yet? Do you get that the entire financial system of the United States of America is a criminal enterprise? I mean, Alan Greenspan admitted that on videotape down at Jekyll Island when they were having their celebration of the 100th anniversary of the creation of the Federal Reserve. They're admitting it, that it's fraud and criminality, and you are the target. And every politician at every level of government who votes to take more away from you to give to Wall Street to evade the consequences of their crime, they are an accessory. At least after the fact, they are a co-conspirator. They are themselves part of the crime. And if you don't believe me, let's take a look at reality. It is true that you can tell how interested Congress and the White House are in any particular issue by how much money is actually budgeted for the investigation. So, the government spent $175 million investigating the Challenger disaster. That would be about $300 million today, counting for inflation. They spent $152 million on the Columbia disaster investigation, figure closer to $200 million in today's dollars. It spent $30 million investigating the Monica Lewinsky scandal during the Clinton administration, but they only spent $15 million of today's dollars for the 9/11 commission, and you know how much they spent to investigate this Wall Street fraud that has brought our nation to the edge of ruin? They spent $8 million. They spent more than three times as much investigating Bill Clinton's blowjob as they spent investigating how Wall Street ruined the economy and looted the American people. If that does not show complicity in the cover-up, then I don't know what will. But you should be angry. You should be very angry. You should be just as angry as those people in Wall Street are. You should be just as Wisconsin. I'm multitasking here. You should be just as angry as they are. You should be just as angry as everybody around the world who is fed up with this mess. All the people in Greece saying get rid of the IMF. The people in Ireland who are having their homes looted from them. It's happening everywhere. And people around the world are standing up and saying enough, 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 enough. Now, I think I touched on this yesterday, but I want to go back into it in a little bit more depth because of the topic that we're on. As you know, Bernie Madoff with the loot, co-founder of NASDAQ, rich beyond dreams of avarice, and it was not enough because he's a money addict. He had to have more, and the way he got it was he set up a phony Ponzi scheme fraud, put his name on it so people would trust it, and he started screwing his own investors out of $65 billion. Turns out a lot of insiders knew that's what he was doing, but they would co-invest with him, and they would make money because they knew they were at the top of the pyramid. and it's only the people at the bottom of the pyramid who pay the price for the whole thing when it comes crashing down. So Citigroup was in there. A lot of people were in there. The trustee in the clawback suit for Bernie Madoff, trying to go out and get back some of the money for his investors who got cheated, is now suing the top lawyer at the Securities and Exchange Commission. This is why the SEC was turning a blind eye for the 12 years the scam was in operation. They were making money off of it. When Harry Markopoulos walked into the Securities and Exchange Commission with evidence on a silver tray tied up with a ribbon that Bernie Madoff was cheating his investors, the SEC did absolutely nothing, and now we find out their top lawyer was personally profiting from the scheme. It's all fraud and criminality, and the government is part of it. A lot of lawyers are making a lot of money, and the people are getting screwed again. So, it just goes on, you know, over and over and over again, where the rich are going to take, the powerful are going to take, the poor are expected to surrender time and time again, until finally, so much wealth is at the top of the system and there's nothing for anybody else. We have hungry people in the United States of America. Homelessness is rampant. Starvation is rampant. Record numbers of people on food stamps. As we mentioned yesterday, children are showing up at school hungry because their families don't have enough money to feed them breakfast. They're so busy trying to pay mortgage costs and soaring interest and bloated taxes for which they're getting no benefits. Look at Obama's newest budget. Lots of money for bombs and nothing left over for the American people. We're already in a war economy, and we are losing. Just look around the state of the country. Condition of the roads, conditions of schools, conditions of the hospitals, conditions of the bridges. We're already in this war economy, and we are losing. And there comes a time when the people of a country have to say, we're not going to go down this road anymore. We're not winning these wars. The wars serve no purposes other than to drive us into debt to the bankers, which is what they love. Or it serves, certainly in this case, interests of a foreign power. And there comes a time where you have to make a choice. You can either choose to fight the dictatorship now, or you will soon have no choice but to fight for the dictatorship from now on. And the time has come to understand that is the reality we are all facing. As Obama starts going out there and laying the case for yet another invasion of yet another country on the other side of the world, where we have no business being at all. A country like the United States of America that has women and children sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters has no business spending money invading other countries, and certainly no business showering billions and billions of dollars over a nation like Israel. That does nothing but wreck our foreign policy and anger the rest of the world against us. How long must this madness go on before the American people stand up, like the people in Wisconsin and Ohio and Indiana and Texas, and start saying, we've gone as far as we're willing to go. It is time for a change, one way or the other. When peaceful revolution is made impossible, violent revolution will be inevitable. I hope we don't have to go that direction. But we know the Army is buying rubber bullets for their machine guns, and by the way, they're just as lethal close up as the normal steel kind. It's just a PR stunt to say, oh, we're only using rubber bullets. When they're moving hard, fast enough and hot enough and hard enough, they can kill you just as quickly. The fact of the matter is that the U.S. government is going ever deeper into debt. Your taxes pay only the interest on that debt. You're never allowed to pay down the principal. You are being kept in a state of fiscal slavery to the private central bankers who are sharing part of the loot with the government in order to keep you there. And that's what's going on. And everybody's upset and everybody's angry. And I'm upset and I'm angry. I'm furious at what the Wisconsin Assembly just did to the teachers and the unions. And I'm more furious when I see these very obvious canned PR mailings going out about how it's the darn Democrats shouldn't leave. You know, they have to stay there and vote for the bill that we want, which is kind of the attitude that we had, you know, over there in Gaza. You know, yes, you will vote for the government that we want you to have. And the Gazans didn't, and it just kind of came from there. All righty. So anyway, let's see. We talked about the rubber bullets here. All right, I've talked enough here. Let's see. The phone number is 800-313-9443. We're coming up on the end of hour number one. Would love some people to call in and keep me company. And let's see. Before we go to commercial break, here's a good one. I've commented many, many times about how the U.S. government actually helped Wall Street with this mortgage-backed security fraud by baiting new home buyers into taking very borderline mortgages with this first-time home buyer credit of $8,000. Okay, that's what lured people in and front-loaded the system to generate more mortgages to be put into these bundles, which everybody was making money on. Remember, Congress themselves were invested in these financial companies. So they did this to help the scam along because they're personally profiting. And then when it all fell apart, they said, well, we'll just dump the losses on the American people with TARP and all these other little programs that they put together, which basically amounts to, you know, making the American people pay for Wall Street's criminality. Now is where it really comes back to sting, because that first-time home buyer tax credit of $8,000 was considered not a credit or a gift by the U.S. government, but a loan. And this is the year it comes due. You get to pay it all back now in this year's taxes. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live. wrong.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The situation in Wisconsin is heating up. Apparently, the police, the Wisconsin police, were ordered to start kicking people out of the Capitol at 4 p.m., but apparently are refusing to do so. And I think the police understand very, very clearly that if the teachers are bludgeoned down into accepting lower salaries and the loss of their collective bargaining rights, that it will be the police next. And after that, it'll be the firefighters, and then it'll be the librarians, and then it'll be the electricians and the groundkeepers. Money addicts never know how to stop. Once they get going, their goal is to basically crush everybody down to the same communistic minimum wage society, because that means there'll be more money for the money addicts. They're not thinking clearly. They're like any druggie. Now, another story that I'm getting here, somebody just sent me an email screaming about how Wisconsin teachers are paid an average of $105,000 per year, and I question that, because I sure didn't make anywhere near that when I was teaching. Not even out here at the university. You know, we're paid pennies for doing what we did. Now, I think how they get that number is they average together all the salaries in the Department of Education, which includes some very heavily bloated salaries for the top administrators. And those are gargantuan, including here in Hawaii. And if you put all of those together and you can say, well, the average salary is, $100,000 a year, and then you can just sort of make that loose association, well, this is what the teachers are making. And no, it isn't. I don't think so. I absolutely do not believe that Wisconsin teachers, in the classroom teachers, not administrators, not government officials at the Board of Education, but teachers in the Wisconsin classrooms, I do not believe they're making $105,000 a year. I'd be surprised if they're making half that. And if they're good teachers, why not pay them $100,000 a year? Isn't that a better investment of our money than another cruise missile or another self-guiding smart bomb, which we can blow up completely innocent wedding parties with in Pakistan? All right. Now, we're coming up on the top of the hour. I'd like to remind our listeners on WWCR Shortwave Radio that you can listen to hour two of our show by going into republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. We're going to take a phone call before top of the hour. John in Arkansas. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, what's up? You know something you're right about, this thing that happened in Wisconsin with the union? I didn't see that one coming. Because I'm the kind of guy that always said, hey, it's happening over there. I mean, how did this thing in Wisconsin got started so quickly?
Well, I don't know that it got started so quickly. I think basically that, you know, the pressure has been building on the American people for years now. We understand now that the problems with MERS are going back to 2004. We're basically in the sixth, seventh year of this process of economic rape by Wall Street and the federal government against the common American people. And I think around the world, everybody's just said, enough of this IMF stuff, enough of this private central bank stuff. It doesn't work for the people. It is time to change systems and get something that works for the benefit of the people, not that shackles the people to a private banker to lift them up to an elevated status of living rivaling that of the gods themselves.
Yes, the financial gods.
Well, you know, go ahead.
I fight homelessness, too, in the city of Little Rock.
Yeah, there's a lot there, a lot of it there, you know.
Well,
and it's good that you're helping to deal with it.
Well, if anybody wants to Facebook me, I'm on Facebook. My username is Charles Neely. On Facebook, and you can help me fight this problem with the homeless.
All right, John, I got to let you go for a station break. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
Ever climbing as the dollar